This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. This was a truncated trading week as far as India was concerned, and it was a week where we've seen significant volatility, and today the volatility looks set to extend, especially on the downside. Overnight, we've seen a significant development with the RBI coming out with the circular where they are looking and have taken cognizance of the fact that there is certain amount of stress developing as far as retail unsecured loans are concerned. On the back of that, they've gone ahead and increased the risk-weighted average that are required for both banks and NBFCs to be maintained. Now, when you're talking about overnight queues, US indices saw a mixed float, trended largely near the flat line. So on the back of that, you did see, even futures today, as far as US markets are concerned, continue to be hovering around the flat line. US markets are now expecting that the pace of further rate hike trajectory will be slowed down. In fact, a few brokerages have gone as far as to call for rate cuts in subsequent meetings. Now, when we're talking about commodity prices, a key index to track as far as the Indian economy is concerned, crude prices have seen further sharp correction. Remember, crude prices were hovering closer to the $95 a barrel mark just a couple of months ago. But now, Brent futures yesterday saw a 5% dip. Now, Brent futures hovering around the $77 a barrel mark. So we will keep an eye out for crude oil beneficiaries, companies that use crude oil as input. So along with that, when you're talking about Indian markets yesterday were largely strong. Indian markets saw gap up opening, sustained the gap up opening and built onto those gains. But what happened was in the second half of the trading session, or especially in the last hour, you did see significant selling pressure come through, especially as far as the Nifty Bank Index was coming in. Broader markets, they continued their outperformance. Market breadth was strong. Both mid-cap as well as small-cap index hit all-time highs, largely aided by an outperformance as far as IT pack was concerned. So IT index continued its outperformance. Mid-cap IT stocks, especially names like Coforge, Persistence, continued their sharp rally. Today, most of the headlines would be dominated by the RBI circular, Asian markets and GIFT Nifty indicating a muted start for our own markets.